Thank you, Mr. Chair, for giving me the floor, and I apologize for my apparent habit of spoiling everyone's fun right at the end of our sessions. Since earlier today we meant to save time for the interaction with the panelists of Topic 1, my delegation would now like to congratulate you, Mr. Chair, on your appointment. We fully support you and your team, looking forward to productive discussions in this OEWG. Portugal sincerely welcomes the format and organization devised for this session, Mr. Chair. By listening to specific statements by respected experts on space law and related legal issues, delegations were given additional food for thought ahead of the general exchanges of each topic. We welcome all efforts and flexibility for ensuring the participation of a variety of stakeholders in the works of the OEWG. Multiple stakeholders should be engaged and have their voices heard and their views considered on these matters. In addition to states and international organizations, private sector entities, academia, and non-governmental organizations can also provide valuable and differentiated contributions to this group. Similar ideas were noted in last year's report of the Secretary General on reducing space threats through norms, rules, and principles of responsible behaviors, and also underlined by Ms. Nakamitsu in her pre-recorded message this morning. Mr. Chair, Portugal aligns itself with the statement delivered earlier today by the EU and offers the following comments on a national capacity regarding Topic 1, existing international law concerning threats arising from state behaviors with respect to outer space. Portugal supports the views on outer space expressed by the Secretary General contained in his Our Common Agenda report. Outer space must be protected as a global common, and all stakeholders must contribute to its peaceful, secure, safe, and sustainable use. Space science, space technology, space exploration, and the responsible exploitation of space provide important inputs in social and economical development and sustainability. Communication and navigation systems, natural disaster management and emergency response, food security, climate change, and natural resource management. This remarkable potential of space is experienced by Portugal daily. For example, with the Atlantic International Research Center headquartered in the Azores Archipelago. The center uses space technology, mainly satellites, to collect and provide information focused on the Atlantic area in areas so diverse as security, agriculture and fisheries, the preservation of biodiversity, or urban planning. In line with the 2019 guidelines for the long-term sustainability of outer space activities, and also in line with the conclusions of the Secretary General in relevant reports on the subject, Portugal supports the notion that new policy and regulatory frameworks on outer space activities are needed. The codification and progressive development of international law is a permanent priority for Portugal, as well as a key function of the UN General Assembly. The work in this OEWG does not exclude possible legally binding instruments in the future. On the contrary, we seem to be following similar approaches to the ones that presided to the development of the international law that is currently applicable to outer space activities. Mr. Chair, the dual use nature of many space systems shows that an approach based on behaviors supported by relevant monitoring capabilities is the most pragmatic way forward for improving space security and safety today. Responsible behavior depends on the full implementation and appropriate dissemination of existing international law, including by ensuring respect of international law by public and private actors. This may include disseminating international law to both the public and private sectors, especially to scientists and industry, and adopting national policy, legislation and regulations aimed at implementing obligations of member states under international law. Portugal has recently approved two major 10-year-long space strategies based on this view. In the first, Portugal Space Strategy 2030, we will be developing new legislation on space activities concerning the experience of other states. This strategy, as approved by the government, mobilizes various sectors of society for space. It is valued as a public good, fostering new opportunities for institutional, industrial, and international cooperation, and contributes to the development of innovative and competitive technologies in the international market. The second strategy is the National Defense Strategy for Space 2020-2030. Since dual use was a hot topic this morning, I would like to note that even armed forces have examples of non-military uses of outer space, for example, including space technology and satellite technology. The mission of the Portuguese Armed Forces has increasingly expanded in its scope, including now response to complex emergencies such as natural disasters and other crises, most recently with the COVID-19 pandemic. So the nuances of dual use, including by armed and security forces, should also be considered in our discussions. Mr. Chair, national measures just such as these are accessible to all states, regardless of the scope of their engagement in space activities. Space technologies and space industry are prone to rapid expansions, calling for updates and innovation in national policy, laws, and regulation. For example, the Portuguese space industry ecosystem has had an economic return of more than 120% in the last decade, involving a total workforce of over 400 people, including 300 highly qualified engineers. It generated a turnover directly to related to technologies in space of about 890 million euros between 2006 and 2015. The democratization of outer space means that there is room and benefits for all, while something out of this world, but certainly within our common universe. Thank you.